Damn, another failure. Oh, don't look so upset. We can always try again. Why are you so hung up on this anyway? Is summoning a succubus really that important to you? It's something you've always dreamed of, huh? What about succubi appeals to you so much? Oh, come on, we're friends. I mean, I'm helping you summon a succubus. I think you can tell me. Let me guess, then. You just think it would be kind of hot, right? No need to get flustered. I totally get it. I mean, it's a pretty hot idea, right? A sex goddess from hell draining the life out of you. All while you're overcome with pleasure, too much to resist her. I mean, I'm getting a little turned on just thinking about it. Just imagine if we'd actually managed to summon one. She'd appear in the circle in a flash of fiery succubus magic. And as soon as she understood the situation, she'd take her time sizing up her next meal. She'd raise her arms and stretch, showing off every curve of her perfect body. A figure that no human woman could possibly match. Her legs long and toned, and your eyes would follow them all the way up to her hourglass waist and perfect midriff. Her cleavage proudly displayed, showing off the most voluptuous pair of pillowy breasts you've ever laid eyes on. She'll turn around and touch her toes, giving you an eyeful of her giant, heart-shaped ass. She's showing off for you, teasing you, toying with her prey. And at this point, you're already as good as seduced. And then she'd strut towards you nice and slow, so you can see the sway of her wide hips with each step she takes. And once she's close enough, oh, you'd get a whiff of the pheromones emanating off of her, making you even hornier than you already were. Hornier than you even thought possible. She'd wrap her arms around you and pull you into a deep kiss. Her saliva acting as a powerful aphrodisiac. Your cock would stiffen. Your mind would be blank and numb. And she would take what she needed from you right then and there. As easy as that. Is that the kind of thing you were fantasizing about when you decided to summon a succubus? No need to answer. I can tell by the way your mouth is practically watering that that's exactly the kind of thing you were hoping for. Those glassy eyes just so filled with desire. Since I have you like this, I do have a bit of a confession to make. See, I knew this silly little ritual was never going to succeed. I went along with it because the idea that you thought it would actually work was really funny. I mean, really, this. Summoning a succubus. Oh, I did need that laugh, so thank you. Luckily for you, you don't need some occult nonsense to make your wildest succubus dreams come true. Because you have an actual succubus standing right in front of you. And this form feels so much better than mortal disguise. It's fine and all, but it can get a little stuffy. Being in my own body after all this time feels like waking up after a long nap. I think I need to stretch a little. So, is this beginning to feel a little familiar to you? I've never seen that look in your eyes before. Overcome with kind of lust. Are you going to behave and give me what I want? Again, no real need to answer. Just hearing my story was enough to drop you this deep. Shock you into stunned arousal. So seeing an actual genuine succubus standing in front of you. Curves beyond any human mortal woman. A voice that tugs on your mind like silken strings. All while my scent drops you further into total submission. I've had you pegged as a potential victim for a while now. A willing victim. I knew how this would go the second you suggested we try and summon a succubus. And seeing how receptive you've been so far, you're even more susceptible to my charms than I thought you were. Where was I in my story? Oh, right. The part where the succubus takes what she wants. Feel it overtaking you. The ecstasy of my venom washing over you. The lust overriding your thoughts. I can feel you throb against me. How stiff is your cock right now? Why don't you take it out so we can see? Oh my, throbbing so hard already. I wonder what would happen if I were to touch it right now. Well, you're ready to burst already, aren't you? But no coming until I tell you to. I want to make sure to milk those balls as hard as possible when the time comes. You know, I do have other fun succubus magic I didn't tell you about. Let me show you. After I snap my fingers, you will be unable to orgasm until I order it. There. Now, no matter how good it feels, you can't come without my permission. No matter how much it builds up inside, no matter how much you want to, feel you need to, feel you can't hold it back, feel that desperate clenching feeling within you just begging to come out. You can't. Not till I tell you to. But let's put it to the test, shall we? When I snap my fingers, every muscle in your midsection is going to clench up. Looks like that felt good. Do you like the sensation of your entire body clenching up? Let's see just how far we can push you. Yes. Clench. Good job. It does look like my spell worked. After all, I'm a succubus. My ability to send lust snapping and jolting through your entire body. Sexual arousal filling you up until you can't get back. The pleasure takes you over. Till the pleasure just shakes you. Till you're shuddering and trembling and you clench and you clench. You need to come. You want to come, but you can't come. No matter how desperate you get. But don't worry. I'm not going to tease you too much longer. That shifting and used up so much of my energy. I need to feed, and I know how badly you need release. This whole situation, really, it's just made me hungry, horny, almost as needy as you. It's time for me to feed. Now get on the bed. I'll just climb on top. My hand on your chest, my hips over yours, and well, isn't it a good thing I didn't have any panties on under my skirt? You like the way that feels? Way my pussy comes heated, warm, welcoming, just seems to soak in your cup. You like the way my body moves over you? My beautiful tits so close to your face. Doesn't that just feel so good? Don't you just feel so much pleasure as I thrust down onto you? Of course. My little pet. I'm not gonna do all the work here. Thrust into me. Clench as your cock throbs so hard inside of me. That's good. Feels good for me too. You took so long. I liked you, so I thought I'd extend things out a little bit, but fuck, I've been lusting after this for a while. Thrill. Clench. Submit. Yes, submit to this feeling. Submit to me. Yes. I think I'm gonna keep you as my newest human pet. We'll regularly do training sessions like this one. And all you have to do is lay back and submit to me whenever I tell you to. Easy enough, right? I'll make it even easier. Submit to me. Oh, yes, yes, that's it. Oh, fuck. You're so deep for me now. So fucked for me. I'm almost ready to drain you dry. You'd like that, wouldn't you? I know you would. I can feel you throbbing even harder than before. I'm gonna count you down and then you have my permission, alright? I hope you're ready. Fine. Clench for me even harder. I wanna feel every muscle in your body responding to my touch. Oh, four. So deep for me. So obedient. You're gonna be a good toy and give me every last drop of cum you have, right? Three. Thrust. harder. Thrum harder. Yes, exactly like that. Oh, I hope you're ready for me to suck your soul out through that aching hook. You're gonna be such a good plaything for me from now on. One. Burst for me. Burst. Shoot it out. Every last drop directly into me. I command it. That's it. Don't stop. Come. Keep thrusting and clenching. Keep coming. Oh, good slave. Oh, yes. Oh. Oh, you taste so good. Oh. Whew, that was just energizing. Good work, Pet. I think I really am going to keep you. I'll train you nice and thoroughly. You'll be ready to be drained on command in no time. And I can tell how much the thought of that excites you. This is what you wanted all along, right? I guess, in a way, the summoning ritual worked after all. Mm.